This show is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show is not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. So if you're listening, you're not only doing something you shouldn't be doing, you're wasting your time. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something that they're not comfortable doing.
He zipped his pants down and pretty much got his dick up there.
Episode six. Sex. Hi, welcome to SwingerCast. I'm Allie.
And I'm John.
And you're here for episode six.
So we've been having a lot of fun going out to clubs, swing clubs, and doing our thing, getting our groove on. And this week we went to a club in Los Angeles, decided to keep things kind of local, and we wanted to feel like we were going out. So what did we do, Allie?
Oh, we got a hotel for the night. And we also took some pictures in the hotel before we went to the club, and hopefully we can put a picture up. So
that was a lot of fun, taking pictures of you.
Yeah.
Allie really got into it. She started really posing for the camera.
Oh, please.
Yeah, you were doing great, honey. I got some sexy pictures of Allie, and it was a lot of fun. I want us to do more shoots.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun. It kind of gets you in the mood, and you're all feeling kind of sexy.
So we had a lot of fun taking the photos before we went out to the club. And we go to the club. And we pull up into this club. And let's tell them a little bit about this club, Allie.
Well, it's an incredible club. It's huge. There's all these theme rooms.
The place is humongous. It's it's vast. It's one of the largest clubs that we've ever been to in Los Angeles, anyway, for that matter. And all of the rooms have themed. There's the theme of the night was something to do with
harem night. It was harem night.
Harem night, right?
And they have a sultan room, which is a hot, sexy room. So
yeah, and that room is probably the largest group room of the club. And there's a requirement there that you have to be naked to go into this room.
Yeah, it's a sexy room.
And then there's other rooms.
There's a doctor's room. With the stirrups and all. And there's a bondage room. There's a video room. It's like a little movie theater, and you can watch pornos in there. And there's a huge dance floor. And all these sets, they're used during the week. They do shoots in this facility during the week. So they're all full functioning sets, these rooms. And it's like a playground. You can just get lost in there and then run around and see all the rooms you can have sex in that night. It's like a Disneyland or something for there's swingers. Oh, did we talk about the dark room?
No.
That's the one. You want to talk about it?
There's a dark room there. I mean, when I say it's like a maze. You go in there and you cannot see your
pitch
hand.
Pitch black.
Nothing. You cannot see your hand in front of your face. It is dark.
It's kind of tight quarters too, and you just have no perception of where you're at.
And you have to kind of be like Hansel and Gretel and kind of just feel along the wall to kind of try to remember how you came in and how to get back out. And at sometimes, you know, things start happening in there, and I kind of get turned around, and I'm like, okay, now was this the wall that I was grabbing to remember to get my way back in, or was it this other one?
It's exciting. It's exciting. It's so dark, and you know, you just feel hands, and
then it's a little bit scary.
Yeah, it's scary, but that's a little bit of part of the excitement.
So we got to the club. As soon as we pulled up, we noticed a party bus,
a limousine bus,
parked out front with Seymour Butts. Party bus splattered all across the thing. So went into the club, and the dance floor was hopping, and there were some really, really good-looking people dancing on the dance floor.
Yeah, it was happening, and Seymour Butts' party group was there, and they were out dancing on the dance floor. They were looking pretty hot, and then John went off to get us a drink, and I met the producer, and he gave us a private VIP tour of the Seymour Butts party bus.
So I come back with the drinks and she's like, "Where do you have your little recorder?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't bring it in the club." And she's like, "Well, we're going to go take this tour of this, you know, he's going to give us a tour, a private tour of the bus." Mm-hmm. So I run to the parking lot, run into my car, grab the recorder.
So we're here. Who are we with? This is Seymour Butch, Triple Exposed Party Bus. And we're sitting inside this bus. It's like a limousine bus. It's got champagne. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4 hot, very hot girls.
There you go.
Two of them are grinding on each other, and this is incredible, Donnie. So tell us, what do you do? How do I get this job?
Okay, well, you don't want the job, but what you do want to do is be a passenger, because as you can see, we have California's finest, freshest porn stars that perform a live sex show in front of our guests in a luxury limousine, and the price is unbelievably reasonable.
How can they find out about it?
It's a two-hour tour. You can go to mypartynow.com. That's www.mypartynow.com. Show you all the details, show
Damn.
You pictures, and look at what we got going
Sign
on.
Sign me up.
Yes, sir.
Is this not hot? So right now, we have a girl in a blonde, and she is super hot in a pink lingerie bikini.
Yes.
And another equally fine girl is teasing the hell out of her.
Pulling her panties down.
She's pulling her panties down and
oh my.
And going down on
oh
her.
Oh my.
Now, now is this the kind of show we can expect?
This is the kind of show plus.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. That is super hot stuff. Yeah, the sounds are.
Yeah, you gotta get some
sounds. Oh, we gotta get some sounds. Hi, girls. Can I sit over here by you? Is that all right?
Yeah, if you can stand the heat.
I don't know if I can stand the heat. So. So how are you doing, girls?
Oh, we're doing fine. Are you enjoying the show?
I'm loving the show.
Yeah.
I have three girls here, and there's one in a very nice black lingerie. She's taking it off now for me, and showing me her very erect nipples.
Everyone needs to come down here, don't you think?
Yeah, come check out our hot show. I want to play with her fucking pussy. I want you to see me taste it.
Mm. Nice. We want to pleasure each other in front of you. For your viewing pleasure. We love to give hot and sexy lap dances. We enjoy our job.
Now, how many girls usually come on a bus like this at a party? Is it unlimited or?
Yeah, it depends on how many guys there are.
Yeah.
So you have like a ratio of maybe, is it one girl to maybe five guys, I think you might have.
And what's your name?
I'm Celestia.
Celestia?
Yeah.
And?
I'm Bunny.
Bunny?
Bunny.
Maya Mason.
Say it again.
Maya Mason.
Maya Mason. Maya Mason. Guys and girls, if you're going to rent the bus, I recommend these three girls. For sure. Damn. Allie, why don't you try seats with me?
They like girls.
It's all girls together here, isn't it?
Yes.
little bit of nipple
I'm
action.
Getting a little nipple action. Yes.
Double nippleage. Falling in love with these tits overnight.
Yeah.
My hands are
cold. Ooh, look, you hit that one
boobs.
Super hard. She knows how to suck a nipple.
Yeah.
That's my lipstick.
No, you got it standing up. You're gonna have a competition.
Which nipple? The hardest?
Yeah.
I think you're gonna win.
Yeah, this is a tough game, thank you.
Yes.
She has three women on her.
Three women.
Three on the watch.
Right.
This is happening all the time with me.
That was,
Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
So how many people fit on this bus?
20.
20 people can
20
fit
on this
bus.
One, and we have another coach that'll hold 45.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a party.
That's a party.
That's a party.
That's a party.
And we keep the ratio 7-1 with entertainers. So if
7-1.
You get 40 riders, I will have 6 girls.
Right.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
We are airing our episode, comes out in April on Showtime Seymour Butts show, Family Business, fourth season. Uh-huh. So catch us there. I'm on the bus, having a good time. And we'll also be featured on Playboy TV in May. So
nice. Well, keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was so good to meet you.
You too.
Yeah.
All right.
It's great to meet you.
Okay, so Allie, I have to ask you now. I was super turned on when I was, I mean, I'd never done anything like
well,
that.
Well, it was so funny at the first part. I'm sitting there and you're talking to the girls, and it probably sounds like you're just talking to them and they're just sitting there. But the whole time you're talking to them, they're getting down. One is eating the other's pussy, and one is sucking her tit, and then they're just talking to you so casually while this is going on. I thought that was pretty wild.
And then the promoters got pretty turned on when you took over.
You said, "Yeah, let's get this to Allie or whatever."
Right.
But yeah, and they immediately kind of pulled me in, and
now there's four girls going. There's one girl eating.
And there was one guy there that was actually a paid, you know, he rented the party bus, so he got a great little show there, a little added. It was fun. It was like I stepped into a porno movie. I love the way her nipple tasted. Is that weird? But Celestia, if you're out there, email me and let me know what kind of lotion you use or bath stuff you use, because, yeah, she tasted very good.
So we went back into the club and had a great time. But before that, I had to run back to the car, put the recorder away, press play a couple times, make sure that I got it. And that was cool. And then we went back into the club, came home that night to the hotel. And here's our description of the night.
Here it is.
That was just the beginning of the night. Uh-huh. I mean, we had a lot more fun the rest of the evening as well. Guess what the first room John wanted to go to? I mean, we just kind of went back right back there to the dark room. Oh, we got on the dance floor and we danced. And we got all in the mood and we went back there and John beelined for the dark room.
You make me so.
So we went in the dark room, which is completely dark, and it's like a maze, and you cannot see anything at all, at all. We started getting down. I think I was giving you a blowjob, and then we started fucking in there, didn't we?
Yeah.
There was this, like, seat thing that I propped up against. You were fucking me from behind.
Yeah.
And then some other people came in. And I felt someone touching my hair, my back of my head, and rubbing my back and my shoulders. And there was a guy on one side, and I felt like it was the girl was on the other side. I couldn't tell, and you were fucking me at the same time from behind. And he zipped his pants down. And pretty much got his dick up there.
I didn't see any of this.
No. I was just feeling, too. I couldn't see anything, mind you, but I could just hear and feel that he was, like, getting out of his pants, and he was, like, put his dick near my mouth, and you were still fucking me from behind. Some woman was touching me. I started sucking his dick, and then all of a sudden I felt him start to come, and I, like, yanked my head back, and the cum went all over my robe, all over my...
I felt it on you.
All over my hair, my face. It was kind of scary. It was a very close call. I mean, I just barely got my head back before he came, I mean. And I think he was embarrassed by it, and pretty much hightailed it out of there. And then we went and played it in another room. Do you want to talk about that?
I saw Allie's technique in action.
Technique?
I'm going to
What are you talking
it.
About? My technique.
Yeah. No,
my technique.
It's good.
Oh, God.
I was eating her pussy out. She's on her back.
We were in the Sultan room, weren't we?
No. We were in a cushiony floor room. And we were on the floor, and there was another couple in there. Yeah. And they were very good looking, and we were just laying there.
We were kind of like a little ways away from them. We kind of like made up this thing to get closer to them. I said, oh, there's like a crack here with the mattress.
Yeah, so you scooted over really close
so we could slide over a little bit closer
within
to
Within arm's length.
Within arm's length.
Because that's
your... we were still...
That's your plan of attack, I have to
say. Oh, come on, John. Jeez.
Oh, it was hot. I love watching it. I was eating her pussy, and I look up, and I see Allie. She just puts her hand out.
She's my whole arm out because we were kind of far.
Her eyes are rolling back. She's enjoying the oral attention I'm giving her. Whatever I'm doing is not making her out of her mind crazy because she has enough sense. Stick out her hand.
Arm. It was my arm.
Yeah, your arm. She sticks out her arm and... just kind of puts it over there. So I'm like watching the whole time. Just got to imagine my point of view. I'm eating Allie out, watching these hands. And they're getting closer together and closer together. And then I think, they're going to touch. She's going to make contact. Nope.
Nope. She didn't
do
that.
The hands go away.
It was like twice she like pulled her arms up above her head.
It was a good 15-20 minutes I was eating your pussy. I'm watching this whole thing.
And then she put her arms down, and then the second time she put them up, and I think that she brushed up against me, but the third time she put her arms up, my arm was out. She made contact with my arm, and then we started...
And then you girls started kissing.
We started rubbing for a long time we just, like, rubbed each other's arm, and just, like, slowly got... just, like, caressing each other, you know, slowly, and... then we started kissing, but it was a good while where we were in each other's arms.
That was hot, and that made me really horny, especially when I started fucking you from behind, and you guys kept kissing and playing around with each other, and then...
That was a lot of fun, because we just hung out and talked with them for a little while, too, afterward.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit more about the dark room. I've been thinking about it, and... I have a new rule, a new dark room rule. I'm not going to get myself in a position where I'm sucking some guy's dick that I can't see. That was a little weird for me. I'm just not going to get myself in the position where I will be sucking someone's dick that I can't see next time. And I need to see. I like the eye contact. I like when I'm doing something like that, I like the eye contact. That's all. A part of it. And I'm just gonna, from now on, if I go in the dark room, I'm just gonna touch. That's all. And that's hot enough, don't you think?
Yeah.
So that's my new rule.
Damn you, uncourteous man.
No, it wasn't. It didn't have anything to do
you
with him.
Screwed it all up for the rest of the
guys.
No,
it didn't have anything to do with him because he was, I mean, it's just the whole thing about not being able to see. I need to see that. And I've learned. And...
so new
That's
rule.
That's my new rule.
All right. I can live with that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So what do you like about the dark room?
I like the whole anonymity of it.
Yeah. I think that's why people go in there.
And the fear factor.
The fear factor. Yeah.
I do. It's like, you know, when you're on a roller coaster, you ride a roller coaster partly to scare yourself.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing sexually, I guess, in a room where you don't know. You know who's
what's
in
gonna
there.
Be around the next corner,
right.
Or who's in that corner.
I think some guys would probably get freaked out going in there, thinking that some other guys might try to grab them or something like that. But that doesn't happen.
No,
I get turned on. You say, you know, the touching that's what you want to do. I mean, a lot of girls when I'm back there, that's all they do to me.
Yeah,
and well, that still keeps me coming back for more. I think only one time that we've been in there. And we've been in there 4 or 5 times at least. I've only gotten a blowjob in there once.
Oh, yeah? Was it by me?
Well, no, not counting you. Yeah, I mean, if we count you, it's probably right on there with the number of visits.
So. I don't remember you getting a blowjob in there.
You know, there was one time we were in there.
Well, I wouldn't be able to see anyway. So
no, you knew. You were ready to go, and you didn't know we were holding hands, or I think I was fingering you, and another girl was going down on me, and she was really doing a fantastic job, and and then you kind of pulling me away to go, and I just leaned down and whispered in her ear, thank you.
Oh, that time. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then later, I was like,
I didn't know I pulled you away. I didn't know. I was wanting to get out and get some air. I didn't know that someone was giving you head.
And I didn't want to blurt out, hey, let's not go. I'm getting a blowjob right now.
I was just trying to come up for some air there, find our way out. But that's a fun thing.
That's a fun
thing.
Like
you said, the anonymity and the fear factor combined. It was harem night that night, so we couldn't leave without going up to the Sultan room on harem night. And it was a hot time. It's a hot room. There was about 15, 20 couples, and it's all decorated like the mattresses on platforms at different heights, but all within reach. And it was this nice material. It's just very erotic place, and there, like I said, there was like 15 to 20 couples all getting it on, and John and I laid down on a bed, and there was two couples next to us on a kind of a slightly lower bed. So John was whispering to me,
"Get over there, Allie. Go have some fun. I want to watch."
So I did.
She did the arm thing again.
I sure did, didn't I? Oh my God. It works. It does work. But the best of all was, well, he was fucking me from behind again, and I was playing around with the couple, and then he stopped fucking me, and the best thing, it was great. He got down, and we both did what, John?
We both went down on the girl together.
Yeah. Wasn't that hot? That
was super
hot. Very hot. And we were kissing and going down on her and kissing her and going, it was very hot. Yeah,
we were taking turns and kissing
each
other.
And her man was just like, whoa. He was just,
I think she was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a turn on for girls?
Yeah, I like that. That's good. But it was turn on for me to do that with you.
Likewise.
So that was
that was the
hard.
Funnest part of it all, was just going down on her with you.
Yeah.
Because we were giving someone else pleasure.
Yeah.
And I was getting a lot of pleasure out of
getting a lot of it ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah. She was so turned on.
That was hot, and that was a good way to end the evening. Okay, our featured listener this episode is listeners, by the way. It's the
entire state of Washington.
Right, the entire state of Washington.
Thanks, you guys.
We love you. We love you. Check out our Frapper map and see all the hot, sexy people from the state of Washington that
have signed up.
They're beautiful, fabulous people, and we love you. And you're our featured listeners.
What Allie and I are trying to do is make this lifestyle more accessible to people and take a lot of the fear and stigma out of it. And your support of this show helps that effort, and we really appreciate it.
We do. We appreciate it very much.
So just take a second, log on to swingercast.com, look there in the middle of the homepage, and you'll see a place to just enter in your email. And if you've already voted, it's important that you do it every month. That's how Podcast Alley tabulates votes. It's on a monthly basis. Or you can add us to your favorites at podcastpickle.com or write a review on iTunes. That's cake.
And you can support our friends at cafedesire.com.
Oh, that's right, Allie, because they are giving away a free membership to their site, and it's a great way to find other couples on cafedesire.com.
Real couples,
we're signed up on there.
Couples. Yeah, we are.
And you can go on to cafedesire.com until the end of the month and go ahead and sign up for free right now. And on episode 7, we're going to be giving away a free membership for an entire year. You'll have to listen for a secret word or phrase. And be one of the first 15 or 20 people to email that secret word. Check all the details out on our website at swingercast.com, and you can get all the nitty-gritty on that. But it's a cool thing. They're giving away a full year membership to cafedesire.com, and you guys got to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and guess what we have? We have a number for you to call in to us.
Swingercast. Now with voicemail. We have a phone number, you guys. Give us a call. 310-928-6769. We want to hear from you.
Yes, we want to hear from you swingers out there, you curious couples out there.
Give us a call. And if you'd like to just leave us a quick voicemail, maybe there's a little comment you'd like to leave for the show. Maybe if you just want to give a shout out and say
sexy or something.
You're listening to Swingercast with John and Allie. Whatever.
Whatever you want. We want to hear from you.
Call us after you've just had sex.
What's the number again, John?
310-928-6769.
Does that spell anything?
It sure does.
What did you find out?
The only thing it spells is 310-9-BUMP-69.
There you go.
So give it a call. So, Allie, I was checking out the Frapper map the other day, and I thought we hadn't heard from our Singapore friends in quite some time, but they emailed us, and so tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, they had their Pin the Tail on the Donkey part 2 of their party. Remember their party on February 14th? The birthday party?
Yeah, he's sending us this story in kind of like little cliffhangers. So first he told us about the
hide and go seek.
The hide and go seek. And now this time he's told us a little bit more about their party that they had. And it was the Pin the Tail on the Donkey.
Yeah, they just kind of... That wasn't the real name, but they kind of called it that. Kind of joking with you.
How did it work? It.
The guys laid down, face down, and they had some kind of cards sticking out of their ass, I guess, with somebody's name on it.
Like a game card? Like a playing
card?
Yeah,
and the girls would walk around and find the card that matched theirs, and they would give that person a sensual massage, and that person had no idea. I believe was blindfolded and had no idea who was giving them the massage.
So that's kind of like a dark room.
Yeah, right.
That's fun.
But that was their version of Pin the Tail on the Donkey, and it sounds like it was very hot and very fun. And they said that they switched it where the girls laid down, but the guys hardly massaged at all before they started.
They got too hot.
Getting too hot.
Guys.
Cut to the chase there.
Well, it's like if...
Kind of shortened the women got kind of gypped on their massage.
I think it works best if you're going into a situation where you're going to give your mate a massage. It works better if the guy, if it's understood that both people are going to get a massage, then the guy give the girl the massage first, and then the girl give the guy the massage. Because if you girls start massaging us and get us all worked up, and then it's our turn to massage you.
Yeah.
That massages.
I think they found that out in Singapore.
We're going to massage other things.
But they had a great time. Fast. So that's our update, part 2 of the party in Singapore.
That's fun. I'm ready to go to Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Did you see her picture on the Frapper map?
Yeah, wow, I saw her picture. She's very hot.
They have some great games in Singapore, but we have some here too. Friends of ours at greatsexgames.com/podcast. They have some hot, sexy games for swingers and curious couples and...
Everyone.
Yes, games are fun, aren't they?
Yeah, the sex are fun games. Those guys, they sent us that game and we put it in our DVD player. That was
It was hot. It was a great game. You guys should go check out greatsexgames.com/podcast. Is that right?
They have a new game for swingers that I'm dying to play with
a group
of other people. Because we checked out the game and there's a lot of good, fun stuff on there.
Yeah, it's very hot. Very hot.
And you and I, we're playing the game with each other, and we had a lot of fun just playing the game with each other. But imagine if we had actually had, you know, two or three other couples with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, that will be soon.
I'm looking forward to that.
So check that out, greatsexgames.com/podcast. We should end with some tip or something, maybe. I don't know.
What, the show?
Yeah.
End the show with a tip?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to talk about? We can talk about size, guy's size.
No.
Save that one?
Save that one.
Yeah. Single guys?
Yeah. Not right now.
Yeah, screw this.
It doesn't
guys.
Really go with it. No. It
doesn't really go with the stuff we've talked about in the show.
Okay.
Oh, there was a lot of girl-girl action on this show, and guy-girl action between me and you.
Yeah.
Well, how about if we talk about cunnilingus?
Cunnilingus. That word bothers me. It's like some kind of fungus or something. Gives me this image.
It's a very clinical word.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, how do you want to talk about that? What's your tip?
Well, I mean, I've obviously done it. You've done it. We've done it together.
Right.
I don't know. What's your technique?
Well, you're right down there with me. Can't you see? I mean, I don't know. Do you have a technique? What's yours? I mean, I just kind of...
Do you do the ABC method?
The ABC method. I can kind of figure out what C would be, but... What do you think it is? Is C cunnilingus?
No.
What?
It's like it's the alphabet.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. C would be clitoris.
No.
No?
No, though, that could be a lot of, you could be onto something, but the way that I've heard it described.
The ABC method?
Is it's the alphabet method. You go down there and you mouth the, with your tongue, you make an outline with your tongue of the letters of the alphabet. You start with A. Move your tongue all around.
Are you serious?
Make a B.
Do you
C.
Do you do that?
Make a D.
Do you seriously do that? You think about the letters?
Think about the letters, and then you can.
Don't really do that, do you?
That's a method.
I mean, it seems like you would be too concentrated on thinking about the letters that you weren't like.
No, I'm
enjoying the.
I'm usually reciting the Declaration of Independence down there. No.
Oh God. Oh, man.
No, but that's a method. It's not one that I particularly use. If there's other techniques of...
I want to know a method of going down on someone with a pierced clitoris. Is there any danger of that clitoris ring coming off in your mouth? Have you ever worry about that?
No, I usually just play with it.
And lick around it or kiss around it? Or
flick it.
Flick it?
Mm-hmm. It's there for a reason. And I think that...
So, the ABC method.
That's one.
Is there any other ones?
Oh, there's a ton. And you can Google cunnilingus techniques and you'll come up with a gazillion.
Well, what's your favorite?
I don't know. You tell me if it's a favorite. It's something we've only done a few times, but I just discovered it. And that's using a breath mint. You can use a breath mint or something. Some people say you can use a cough drop. I've never done that.
But first time he tried it on me, he used a breath mint that was a supersonic breath mint. And it burned like fire down there. It was bad. But he toned down the breath mints.
Took it down
a couple of notches. And how do you do it? You put the breath mint in your mouth, and as you're giving me cunnilingus, do you kind of you keep it in your mouth?
Keep it in my mouth, or
do you like rub it against my clit?
Against your clit, and then sometimes just maybe put it there next to your vagina, and then go down on your clit and get back up. It's also kind of like a stopwatch because I know like when the mint is done, it's time to stop and...
It's like your timekeeper there.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
It feels good. It gives a kind of a cool sensation and slightly burning, but not in a cool sort of way. Not a hot burn, but a cool burn.
Is it like if you had like a hot towel down there or something? Or I'm just trying to imagine what it must feel like for you. Is it like...
It's more like a cool burn.
Because it makes your pussy very warm when I'm doing it, but it feels cool to you.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
Is that what it's supposed to do?
I don't know. It's supposed to just feel good.
It does. Okay, that's, I don't know if that's any tips. I think it is some tips.
What about when you're going down on a girl? Do you usually hone in for the clitoris first, or do you kind of tease it a little bit, or how do you do it?
I guess I probably hone in, but I guess I hone in and then back off a little.
So that at first, if you first...
I don't know what I do. I don't have a technique for that. I have some techniques for other things, but I haven't really perfected a technique for that yet. I'm exploring. I'm in the research phase. I'm developing phase of my technique.
I've found that they're all different, and that's what I love about sex.
What, all the pussies are different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of the things that they like.
Each one is a, you know.
Some girls are, I think,
different roadmap
really like to be teased and worked up to it. Just maybe kiss around the belly and around the inner thigh and the legs and
work your way up to the... Yeah, that kind of stuff turns me on. And I do that as well. Kiss around, like, the belly, you know. Just.
And then some other girls are like, stop that and get down to business.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you usually use your fingers and your tongue, or?
Yeah, most of the time.
And how do you like it, though? Do you like just the tongue, or do you like the fingers and the tongue, or depends? Or?
It depends, and I like it both ways. I like the mouth, and then I don't know if I'm really getting hot and heavy and turned on. I like some fingers as well.
Lately, I've been a lot of times.
You've been trying to get me to squirt lately, and that'll be on an upcoming episode. But he's working on those techniques. Hasn't been able to do it yet, but he's experimenting. But that'll be on another episode.
But there are ways that they say to do it, and I don't know if I will ever get you to squirt, but it seems like...
It feels good. It really feels good. And I feel that deep. I feel like I'm almost there with that. But we'll save that for another episode. We'll get back with you on that one.
And
on a future episode that we're dedicating to squirting.
And our experience that we had with a squirter.
With a squirter? With several squirters that night.
Yeah, that's right.
And one incredible shower.
We'll have to have you guys put on a raincoat to listen to that episode.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of fun. Good night, everybody.
Yes. Hope you had fun, too.
Swingercast, now with voicemail.
Give us a ring.
310-9-BUMP-69. Good night, everybody.
Good night.